الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Imam Ridha alayhi salam's shrine on the occasion of the beginning of the Iranian New Year 1402, that's March 21st, 2023. The enemy's attack is on religious and political beliefs. They want to create despair in the youth. Despair means reaching a dead end. When a young person loses hope in the making progress, when they lose hope in the future, they feel as though they have reached a dead end. You cannot expect a person who feels deadlocked to work properly. They want to spread discord. They want to create bipolarity in the country. They want to take the real software of the country's national power from the hands of the nation and make it ineffective. This software consists of people's faith, people's religious values, people's national values, people's beliefs. When they do these things, they seek to create instability and insecurity in the country, or, if they can, even a civil war. However, they have, and they always will, hit a brick wall. In hybrid warfare, the enemy uses the media, cultural elements, security elements, infiltration, and economic elements. It uses all of these elements to besiege the nation and create despair among people and make them forget their own potentials. They try to separate the nation from the means by which they can receive information. Well, we have the tools to inform people, but they create pessimism in people.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They say, don't listen to the radio and television. Their news is fake. Their news is fake. Don't pay attention to the reports made by officials. Their reports are fake. Don't listen to the words of the leader. The leader's words are repetitive. For years, the enemy front has loudly declared that they want to bring the Islamic Republic to its knees. But in response to this, the leader says, you can't do a damn thing. This is not repetition. It's steadfastness. Almighty God has commanded us. His command to the Prophet is a command to everyone. It is a command to us. So be steadfast just as you have been commanded, you and whoever has turned to Allah with you. The Holy Quran, Surah 11, verse 112. This is steadfastness. It is preserving and keeping the truth in one's heart and standing by it. This is not called repetition. Thank God the people are awake. They have stood up. They are involved in things. Our dear people have demonstrated this throughout the years. The Iranian nation dealt a heavy blow to all those who supported or provoked the people in the recent riots, and by God's power, the nation of Iran will continue to strike blows at the enemy in the future.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.